Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. Nikki Gilly and Stand By Me. I'm Aaron's Bob. Good morning. We got 6:10, 59 degrees outside. Say that, I don't know. It's just what my thingy says right here.
Yeah, that's right. And rain is forecast later in the day. Kind of a wave or so that's precursor to what's coming. You've been out of town. You know what's coming, don't you?
What's coming?
Lots of rain. 40% chance late today. It's a 100% chance tomorrow.
My math is bad. That's a pretty good chance of rain tomorrow. So like early or all day or?
On and off throughout the day. And then
gully washer.
More through the evening. Yeah, good chance of flooding. This thing's coming from the west where it's probably going to be far more active out that way. And we'll get kind of the bottom end of it. But as usual, right? But the bottom line is it's definitely going to give us some rain. 100% tomorrow and a 60% on Friday. Now, it'll clear on out of here by Saturday and Sunday and go back into the upper 80s. We hit about 90-something yesterday. But today's high, thanks to the cloud. Yeah, we hit 91 yesterday at Mabry. And a new record high at Austin Bergstrom, which was 88. So we went 89 out at the airport. But as I said, you talk about cooler, 84 today, which is nice, only cloudy. The high tomorrow with that 100% chance of rain, 67. That ain't far from where it is right now. Though, you know, this 59 is not cold. Let me tell you why. Humidity and dew point. Sort of stuffy this morning.
Stuffy?
Well, I don't know how to put it. But, you know, it doesn't, you know, for something in the 50s, it doesn't feel cold. So that's like some need-to-know weather news.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
When you got a 100% chance of rain coming, that doesn't happen very often. In fact, just a lot of forecasters, I notice, refuse to do it. Yeah, I mean, you hardly ever see them do it.
Well, they don't want everybody to go, oh, well.
Yeah,
but meteorologist Bob Cole said 100%,
yeah,
and it didn't rain.
Well,
shame on him.
The argument is, even though it's not what it means locally or to most people, that kind of means, man, it's going to rain all day. Well, it won't. It'll come in waves. It'll come upon you wave on wave.
You're the reason I'm here, Bob.
You're the reason I'm still here. Was I the one you sent to save?
Look at you knowing lyrics.
Or was I the one
I had
to
sing that
to
at someone's wedding once. That was their first song. It's really a spiritual song when you actually break it down.
Yeah, no, it's a really good song.
They got a divorce a year later, so.
Yeah.
Like 1 year.
Wedding
side. To the day.
Not attend, but participate in. They.
Oh, that's right. You've been the best man, and it all falls apart.
All of them are gone.
I've never been a best man.
So quickly.
Never.
Quickly.
I've always wanted. One
was within a month.
A month?
Well, the month they moved out. 3 months later, they got divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. Hey, we had a baseball game last night, and Texas is still cranking. We played the Sam Houston Bearcats over at the Dish. And
they were leading there for, about one inning.
Well, yeah, they led. As a matter of fact, they run ruled them. Game was over in the top of the eighth. Final score of 13-3. And we got our first look last night at this two-sport phenom. You know, they don't come along very often. We can talk about him later. Jonah Williams. And he's a football star, and he's a baseball star.
Well, some coaches in football won't let you do it.
Well, yeah, Coach Sark has agreed to.
Right.
Now, he'll take a very light role in the spring training and probably not even go on the field but go to meetings. And they're going to kind of give him largely to baseball right now. But that doesn't mean he'll play. Now, since we were so far ahead yesterday, Coach Sloss put in three or four in the top of the eighth that, you know, basically never get to go at bat. And Jonah went up, but he struck out.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, that was his debut. God love him. Jonah Williams. But I read up on him after that because I kind of heard about him, but I hadn't paid attention and hadn't seen him or anything. But we saw him last night, and Coach Sloss is Schlossnagel. He's just all giddy. He said, "You know, he said his career, the coach's career. He said I've never had a chance to really coach an absolute two sport superstar." And he said, "I love it." But he said, "I need to go talk to Coach Sark over at football tomorrow, which would be today." And kind of determine what to do, he said, because, you know, the football team started spring practices yesterday, which, you know, you cannot attend. But if you drive by on 35 slow, you can see a little of it.
Get your camera out.
They've got these white tents up and stuff like that. And anyway, he said, "I'm going to see if he wants him over the weekend." He said, "Because I don't want to put him in a situation, you know, the new phenom. We're going down to Columbia, Missouri for three games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday." And he says, "There's just probably no sense of him going down there and sitting on the bench. Maybe he'd rather have him over at football." It's a good thing they don't have to do it. In the old days, a lot of the guys did it. You know, now, I don't know how they figured out the balance. I guess, I never paid attention to that or was old enough to be around that.
Keith Moreland.
You know, we're thinking the same thing.
He always Keith talks Moreland about it, yeah.
Was one of the many.
I remember him.
Two sports superstars. James Street. I mean, I hear about all of them.
Yeah, I remember Keith. He always tells the story of having to go to Daryl Royal, Coach Royal, and tell him that he's not going to play football anymore.
Ooh.
And what that was like.
Well, son.
Son.
Don't let the
doorknob
hit you.
I don't think it was like that, though.
Back in.
Especially back then.
On the way out the door, I could just see what he'd tell him. You know, one sport or the other, make up your mind. In different words, of course. Yeah, no question. Anyway, 13-3 last night. As I said, Texas goes to Columbia, Missouri. SEC play three games. The good news is SEC is pretty dang good in baseball, too, but the weakest team in the SEC overall is Missouri. Now, you never know. It'd be like Texas State the other day and just beat you. So, we'll get to see what
happens.
It's
not the best team that wins, Bob.
Gotcha.
It's the best team that day.
Oh, and speaking of baseball, Major League Baseball starts tomorrow.
Are you taking the day off?
Opening day. No. No. I mean...
Will you go home and watch baseball all day? You one of those?
No, no.
I have some friends.
They got a full day tomorrow,
I have some friends that are totally...
They
will take the day off and go watch baseball.
It's just huge. It's
put on a jersey.
You know, it's tradition. It keeps you tied to, you know, some things you can count on. All 28 teams play tomorrow except for the Tampa Bay Rays and the Colorado Rockies based on scheduling. But if you care about the Texas Rangers, they're opening up tomorrow at home, which is always good, against the Mets, the vaunted New York Mets. No, that's Astros, sorry. Yeah, the Astros play in Houston tomorrow at 2:10 first pitch. So about a 2 o'clock game with the Astros and the Mets. And the Rangers, they're bringing in Kansas City at Globe Life for two games. And then this weekend, they bring in Boston. You got the Boston Red Sox on opening weekend. That's that's Rangers and Astros for tomorrow. Let's check on some of the news headlines, and there are a lot to share with you this morning. Crazy stuff, too. I don't know how much you followed this, but this, you know, Democrats are making a big deal out of this, and I'm not so sure it's not a big deal. It's not as big a deal, I am confident, as some want to make it. But I'll tell you this. If President Obama and President Biden, both of them ended up going in there with really young staffs, you know, that didn't know what they were doing. Kind of scary when you heard some of the stories. Well, Donald Trump's cabinet and staff and all, to that level, they're not young kids. But, you know, one of the things he wanted to do in draining the swamp is, you know, he's brought in people that never really been in government, you know, like, say, Pete Hegseth, right? Anyway, they had this text group going the night that they were moving in on the, you know, the military action to take out the Houthis. And they did, you know, for security reasons, they didn't do it on their phones, right? But they didn't use your phone text. They're going through apparently getting to be pretty big app that encrypts everything called Signal. You familiar with it?
No.
You familiar with Kik?
No.
Yeah, Kik's been around a while. It's kind of like that. But, you know, anybody can get it. So, A, that's not official government encryption. And they're sitting there talking about what time it's going to happen. Now, still not known as some of the specificity and all. But what they can't explain, I'm trying to remember how many people were on the deal, like 7 or 8. You got Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, they got the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. President Trump was not on it because we're told now that President Trump does not even have a phone device anymore. Now, we've always heard that there's some reason, tracking or whatever, the United States president cannot carry a phone.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So how does he call Melania?
He has people with him.
Oh, all right.
And always. And there's somebody from, like, the Marines and or the Army that are encryption experts. I talked to a guy all weekend one time on an honor flight that had been loaned to us. To be a guardian once we got to Washington, D.C. for some of the veterans that we took up there for Honor Flight Weekend. And got to know this guy really well. He actually probably told me too much. You know, but he trusted me. I'm sure he didn't compromise national security. But this was back during Donald Trump's first term. So, you know, we'd ride buses together and walk around with our veterans or whatever. And I got him to say to me, well, what's he like? He said, that guy's fascinating. He said, you know, he'll have the radio on in the limo, and this guy is always with him, or somebody else, right? And he'll hear a talk show host say something. He'll say, get me that guy right now. And turns out the government can find anybody right away.
Really? Well, yeah.
And
that's probably good.
And then he'd say, hey, you want me to go on the air with you? And, you know, he said, I'd set that up for you sometime, maybe. I said, and I got his number and everything, he being this United States Marine.
Hoorah.
But I never followed up on it, and probably should have. But that's – so when you're seeing, you know, he's tweeting it to something in the morning, he's just got somebody. You notice there's no spelling errors anymore at 2-something in the morning or 2-something in the afternoon. So he's telling them what to say. And I think he probably has somebody finally that, you know, says, Mr. President, we probably ought not to say it that way, because then they're going to read this into it. Because, boy, it was really.
Well, now you got ChatGPT that'll do it all for you.
And I don't think he used a phone at all during the first term either. But he had a phone and always did during the campaign. And that's when all the, that's when all the stuff had come out. So, anyway, all these guys are on the dang, group text. And the national security advisor that set it up and says he cannot explain it yet. One of the explanations is, you know how on texting or when you get a call, it'll give you the initials of somebody? Like KP? You ever see that?
Kyle Park.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this gave initials, and it was a known Trump critic, investigative reporter for The Atlantic. And he was on those texts, just stayed quiet, and he got it all. He got it all. All about the attack. And then, you know, it was fairly professional, but there was conversation going about, this is really going to piss off our European allies. Yeah, well, who cares? They don't carry their weight anyway. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, stuff that our European allies, actually, maybe they should see it. You can make an argument. But it just, this should not happen. It's embarrassing. Apparently, you know, like the old basketball terminology, no blood, no foul. It appears it did not interfere with anything. But, man, they got to figure that out. Be a little more careful. 626, quick break. Back with Insider's Club with Eric and Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. Also heard on our affiliate at 98.5. Long neck, ice cold beer, never broke my heart. Eric and Bob, good morning. Happy Willie Wednesday. We'll get some Willie coming up. Bob, I did see that, you know, we go over those national calendar days. Today is Make Your Own Holiday Day. So what are you going to call it?
I'm sorry?
You get to build your own holiday.
Make Your Own Holiday Day?
Yeah. It's kind of nonsense, but all right, I'll bite.
I think we need a National Gratitude Day.
Okay, I'll take that.
Just grateful for the good things you have, which when you are faced every day with the challenges and doing with the things you don't have or want to have, it's human nature, unfortunately, to focus on that. And as we know, those days where you have more gratitude than you do expectations, as Ray Wiley Hubbard would say, turned out to be pretty good days. So that's what I'll go with.
All right.
You know, it sounded good, too.
That sounded good. It's also National Wear a Hat Day and Live Long and Prosper. There's your Star Trek reference. 6 days till April Fool's Day, 17 till Passover, and get this one on the calendar, 20 days till Tax Day. That's coming up. Your taxes are due. Or as Bob and I like to call it.
Hey, I got a canine the other day.
File your extension day. It's also 25 days to Easter.
Did you get your canine?
I have not yet.
It came this week.
No, that's good.
That company we're in together?
Did you have to ask for it?
No. Oh. Now, we didn't get the W-2. We need that.
Okay.
And got the canine. We got the canine.
I thought you were talking about dog at first. Did you get a canine? I'm like, well, there's two in the backyard. They want food every morning, and they wake up with me and want a treat.
Hey, did you hear about I'm trying to remember. We had storms one day this past weekend. I'm trying to remember. We did.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. Well.
I can't remember yesterday, though. It's one of those days.
Two or three of those Waymos. You know,
the self-driving cars?
Yeah. They froze up. They stopped intentionally en route on 15th Street on the ramp. It must have been pretty close together. And up there on 15th Street where it crosses Lamar. That put it over there by House Park. You know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was in the evening.
It's over there by the football field. Right there in that area?
Now nobody can get by. They just stopped.
Now, was there a storm going on, like hail or something, or rain?
Yeah.
All right.
And apparently, these things are programmed. If the visibility and the conditions get really bad, your driverless Waymo will pull itself over safely. But in this case...
Just stop.
It's on a ramp and, you know, a road with no shoulder at that point where you go on a ramp. So it just said, okay, I got to stop right here and wait on it to quit raining.
And the people behind them were probably really patient. It's Austin.
So I guess
horns were honked.
I guess they called 911. And for a change, apparently officers were dispatched. And there's just a lot. I've looked at a couple of people did have the story, including Channel 24. Who seem to do the best job with it, but there's all kinds of holes in it. Like the police figured it out and they moved the vehicles. Now, one report said there were multiple vehicles, at least three, and a Channel 24 report said a couple, but I'm not sure how many. But one thing that I know about, even though I've not been in a Waymo, as a rider, with no driver, is apparently you can be in touch all the time with somebody back at Space Command Central for Waymo. You know, you can, you know, it's like talking to Alexa or whatever. You can say, "Hey Waymo, I'm concerned this car's going the wrong direction.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
And a lady will come on like, you know, like you probably have if you signed up for SOS or whatever on you know, the car or truck you have. So I'm figuring that's how they did it. But I don't believe that you can just commandeer a Waymo.
And start driving it?
By getting in it. Yeah.
Is there even a steering wheel in it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, remember they had them on the roads for a year and a half for the longest time with a driver who would monitor it or could take over or did at any point in time.
Well, Arch Manning has that new commercial in the Waymo.
Boy, those are good.
Where dad is.
Well, it's good because it's Arch. It's Archie, granddad, and it's Cooper Manning, his dad, Arch's dad. Yeah. And of course, Cooper's a funny guy. And so it's kind of cute. I think. Anyway.
No, I still haven't ridden one, but I want to check it out.
They're not commenting much. They said, look, we have programs for the safety, blah, blah, blah. But what we already know with these things being on the road here, starting with South by Southwest in full operation. But I remember during, was it ACL Fest? They would kind of travel in packs. And I got caught behind three of them that kind of half pulled over in a bike lane. You know what? That was on Martin Luther King. That wasn't far away from this, right? What is MLK, 11th?
Man, you know I'm geographically challenged.
Yeah. And I was trying to come out of the Hotel Ella. That was a year ago. And that was, you know what, that would have been South by Southwest. Because we used to go to Hotel Ella as of last year. They moved it this year for the Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame after party, right? Anyway, you couldn't pull out of the hotel.
Oh, because the Waymo?
The Waymos.
Is it Waymo or Waymore?
No, Waymore is the nickname for Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
And it's funny you say that, because every time, and I kind of go slow, every time I say Waymo, it's W-A-Y-M-O. Every time I say that, I think of Waymore. In fact, people don't know it by this name, but one of Waylon Jennings' big number one hits later in his career.
Oh, Waymore's Blues.
Waymore's Blues. Yeah, that's what you're thinking probably. Waymore. Yeah. This is Waymo. I guess you get...
That's the one George Strait started playing in his set here lately. Waymore's Blues.
Does he really?
And he would say, hey, here's an old Waylon song that...
Can you pull that up?
That just no one knows.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how it goes. You don't remember it by that name. But it's classic. It's good old classic Waylon Jennings. There's no question. So that's...
Yeah, George did this one at Kyle Field when he did that big show, and everybody was like, I don't know this song.
Who said that?
George did. But nobody knows this song.
Well, I woke up this morning, it was drizzling rain. Around the curb, called a passenger train. Heard somebody yodel and a hobo moan. Jimmy, he dead, he's been a long time gone.
He's been a long time gone.
This isn't just like, I mean, I know it, but like.
But you don't know it's Waymore's Blues.
Right.
A long time
gone. I don't think he sings that at all.
Right.
Waymore must be a nickname for Waylon Jennings, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
I never call
it. If you want to get to heaven, got a D-I-E. You got to put on your coat and T-I-E. Want to get the rabbit out the L-O-G. You got to make a cold motion like a D-O-G. Not like a D-O-G. Like a D-O-G.
So Uber also, during South by Southwest, operated their driverless cars, autonomous vehicles. But according to the couple of stories I found on this, they pulled them off after South by Southwest, at least for now. So apparently the only, Channel 24 is reporting, Waymo is the only operating self-driving car company right now in Austin or the Austin area, although many others, including Uber, plan to return to the streets again later this year. According to Waymo's website, driverless vehicles always stop during extreme weather events, such as a bad snowstorm or a dust storm or heavy, heavy rainfall. The storm was Sunday, and it brought lightning and thunder in some places. I remember now, some people did not get a drop. We talked about it Monday. Some people didn't get a drop, but they, you know, you could hear the thunder rolling for, geez, like an hour. And then, like, oh, we're going to have rain. Yeah. And then not much happened. Because I remember saying, yeah, Georgetown got hit because I saw a report. And then on our Prime Bank of Texas text line, I remember very well, somebody said, well, I'm on the whatever it was, the north part of Georgetown, and we didn't get jack diddle. So, I guess on Lamar, basically 15th Street, though, right there at Lamar, this thing saw the kind of weather it shouldn't proceed in. And just
stopped.
Yeah.
Halt. Balto.
By the way, what we learned during South by Southwest is there's no price difference, allegedly, in an Uber or Waymo ride from a regular driven vehicle. So it tells you, hey, you know, will you accept driverless? Because as you know, with the Uber, you'll say, hey, here's a Hakeem and he's got him a Datsun. You know, are you all right with that?
I got in a little clown car in Fort Worth or in Arlington.
Well, you pay more, you get a bigger car.
Yeah.
You know,
way more, by the way. Figured out why Waylon called himself that. He used his own for himself because he felt he had way more than he needed.
Oh, okay.
That's why he says way more.
Way more.
I've got way more than I need.
Way more.
Way more.
Well, inquiring minds wanted to know.
Now you know.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, what do you know about this? Because I'm just going all over everywhere here. It's Insiders Club. There, boy, the number is astounding, and I have it here somewhere. It was figured out by the cable and streaming industry that there's something like 180,000. It's more than that, by the way, in total, depending on how you want to measure it, different streaming limited series or series programs. So, you know, don't feel as, you know, people go, hey, have you seen White Lizard or what's it called?
White Lotus?
White Lotus, yeah.
White Lizard.
And I hear that's really
something
good.
Completely different, Bob.
So, you know, if folks are really onto something, then I want to check it out,
yeah,
too. And let folks know also what we know is hot. And you do a great job with that, as does Jimmy Carter. I sometimes wonder if Jimmy Carter goes anywhere with all that stuff he's watching. But, man, I saw this one yesterday. I didn't see it. I read the story about one that's on Netflix, and this must be really big, and I hadn't heard of it. Adolescence?
Oh, I've seen the preview for it. I haven't clicked on it. I've seen the preview several times, and it seems like a serious one. It's about the young girl that I can't remember. Or, no, it's the boy that gets in trouble and the police break in the house. Anyway, I haven't started yet. I've just seen the previews.
Okay, it opened on Netflix this weekend and amassed 24.3 million views, a major viewership record for a series on Netflix, or, you know, Netflix is the biggest. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is big.
I mean, a wildly huge, you know, popular award show or something might get 14 million. And they're ecstatic about it. This is 24.3 million people. So I thought I'd alert you to it. Adolescence. I have Netflix. Haven't had time much lately.
A family's world turns upside down when 13-year-old Jamie Miller is arrested for murdering a schoolmate. The charges against their son force them to confront every parent's worst nightmare.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a lot of that stuff.
I've seen the previews. You know, the cops are busting in the house, and they're going to all the rooms, and there's a 13-year-old boy in there, and he looks, it's the whitest white family you've ever seen, well-to-do family, and there are guns at his head, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's all I saw in the preview.
That's not supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of them that are really big, I'm never going to be into, and I'll let you all talk about that, and I don't dissent, but yeah, what was it, oh, dang it, Game of Thrones, what is it?
I never saw Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
My wife is all into that, and I come in.
Boy, man, I got so sick of hearing that, I said, well, good for them, but, you know, I tried.
I have a feeling there's shows that you and I have liked, that people are like that.
Mm-hmm. The second most watched thing on your Paramount or Netflix or whatever you have, Peacock, The Residence. The Residence, I've heard about that. The Shonda Rhimes-produced drama series starring Uzo Aduba. Okay. It got $6.4 million, followed by Running Point. Landed in third place with $3.5 million. However, Live Wrestling, Raw 2025.
Yeah, a lot of people are into that.
3.1 million viewers.
A week.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. For wrestling.
Wolf King is a new animated series that debuted in sixth place with about 3 million people. Let's see. Zero Day.
Zero Day was good.
It's big. Wolf King, Temptation Island.
Yeah.
There's just so many options, man. Despicable Me.
That's a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
And it's probably the third or fourth one now.
Now, the one I was going to take time with, but I decided not to, because, you know, since you're back, strangely, I don't know, rodeo going, everything going on. Well, I certainly don't have the amount of time that, you know, after knee replacement surgery and you're stuck there. But I'm kind of interested in, and you told us it was good. Now, don't get confused, but The Twister, Caught in the Storm. This is a documentary, Eric tells us, about, and it's incredible, you said, about the Joplin.
Joplin, Missouri, the big tornado.
I saw it, but I didn't get to look at it. I want to see that.
Yeah, it's a little bit haunting. You see inside a tornado and what those kids went through. And
so that's just one movie, basically.
Have you started watching?
It came in second for the week.
It's pretty good. It's really good. I mean, if you know, I'm a tornado freak. I always like that. Wizard of Oz, still one of my favorite movies. Running Point, really good. It's just like meaningless comedy.
Is it a movie?
No, it's a series.
Let's see. Running Point.
Reform party girl must prove herself as a businesswoman when she unexpectedly is put in.
Eric, it's number three in the series shows.
Yeah, it kind of... It's sportsy. It's got some stars in it that you would recognize. Kate Hudson's in it. She's kind of big right now.
Yeah, she is. Adolescence is number one. The Residence is number two. Running Point season one is number three. And then it's, as I mentioned, it's Raw, the wrestling. Zero Day, a limited series. Something called Wolf King, of course. As I mentioned, Temptation Island. There's another series out. Comes in next. Oh, it's 1883. Yeah, I thought it was 1983. Never mind. We've heard of that one. Something called Lucky, and then Ms. Rachel. Your TV viewing options, of which there are thousands and thousands. Anyway, chance of rain today is only about 30-40%. That would be much later in the day or the evening. But again tomorrow, 100%, and 60 or more on Friday. Eric and Bob, and we are underway. Eric's back in the studio.
Yay.
How was your drive back by yourself? I didn't ask you.
It was all right. Uneventful.
People say that is the worst drive from Austin to Dallas, and it's not to me. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not the most scenic drive in America, but man.
You want worse? Drive out to West Texas and Lubbock. That's a bad drive.
Where nothing changes.
Right.
Yeah. That's like.
Arlington back, it's fine. There's some good scenery. Listen to some good radio here.
Yeah, we got a Buc-ee's every 100 miles.
I know.
You got options you never had before. Oh, by the way, my go-to option real quick, never went to Dallas. Try to build in the time so you could stop at the Outlet Mall in Hillsboro.
Well, that's gone.
Well, it's been slowly just decaying. Finally, the only thing in there is like the that county's community college.
They're scraping it as of this weekend.
There's a big party for the Ricker Ball to take it all out. They're going to put it out as misery. That made the drive not
as fun.
It's
like Carl's Corner all of a sudden.
Yeah, old Carl's Corner. A lot of history on that drive. Yeah, yeah. So I was kind of envious of you getting to drive back yesterday. Crazy? Because I had to do things like go to St. David's for 2 hours and do physical therapy. Yeah.
You want to talk about it? I have it 3 days a week now, Pa.
Three. Wow.
Yeah.
Two for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Of course, I cancel one of those two pretty regular already. 6:55, back in a moment. 95.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's Austin's 95.9, Texas Country, Willie Wednesday. Willie doing Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. Don't forget, next hour, we got Willie tickets to that 4th of July picnic. All you have to do if you want to go see Willie and you want to win your way in, tune in right around 8:05. Jimmy Carter coming up this hour, and I'm sure Jimmy will have more details on who will be the next inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
He'll tell us, obviously, more about Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and Tony Brown. You brought up an interesting point. Not sure he will on this, but he may have this insight. I hadn't thought of it. Kenny Chesney in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Okay. It's got to be weighed, though, by the people that aren't in there. But on the list of people that were eligible and they believe the, quote, committee was voting on was Clint Black.
Yeah, the class of 1989 that really kind of resurfaced country music when you think about Clint Black and Garth Brooks.
I mean, at least they got Randy Travis in there. But you would think you'd have Randy Travis and Clint Black in the circle that will not be unbroken in the Hall of Fame before Kenny Chesney. And
yeah.
I know I'm acting like a snob about Kenny Chesney, but and I know he sold a lot of records and
sold a lot of arenas.
He was important.
He was important when Clint Black had kind of gone away, but I will say it again. Clint Black, 1989, restarted sort of like the Zach Top vibe right now that's going on.
I mean, he kind of, you know, after growing up with country music being forced upon you by your dad.
Right.
He got me
into country music.
I remember you saying that
top
many
to bottom.
Times. I haven't heard you say that in a long time.
I got to tell him that.
What song was it?
I was Killing Time. It was that first album, his debut album, Better Man, Nothing's News.
How old were you?
That'd been 16, 17 years old.
So at 16, you heard Better Man and go, man, I like that.
Well, at 16, 17 years old, I was going to Cody's in Harker Heights, where you don't just mess around, still remember the jingle. And I was into metal music. I was into Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Warrant, Stryper, all those bands. And then I realized if I learn to dance and go over there.
Can't dance to that stuff.
The women will dance with you. You can meet people. It's a whole new way. And then country exploded in 1989. But a lot of it had to do right there with that album from Clint Black. I mean, then Garth came out right after that. Then there was that whole class. Travis Tritt, Alan Jackson. And there, I mean, AJ's already in there. I'm not saying anybody deserves to be over anybody else. But
this happens occasionally. You know, there's controversy, so to speak, or disapproval.
You would have said the same thing if it was Shania, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, but ahead of some of the others that you could name.
John Denver, who I played earlier, and I was thinking of that.
I'll tell you where it's a go-to-the-mat debate every year is when they bring out the names of the inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nobody agrees on that because there's like 8 or 10 kinds of rock. I mean, I've even heard you say it. You know, they'll put in, I don't know, the Archies or the Monkees, and they haven't, but somebody like that, and you'll go,
that ain't rock.
Really? That's not rock.
Well, I love Dolly Parton, but I didn't think she deserved to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in front of like a Judas Priest, you know, or a band that was a true pioneer of rock music. Anyway, we can talk about that all day.
Or one of the 8 kinds. All right, follow up on something. And I want to amend something I said, not that it would have had any impact. You didn't even remember it. But some folks had asked about this state of, well, she's a U.S. House member. Now, she used to be a Texas state representative over here at State House, but now she's in her second term in Congress in Washington, representing part of Dallas, Texas, Dallas County. And I wasn't familiar with her in her first term, but boy, she has found that she's got a really fiery personality, and she's just letting it go. And she said quite a few things that have gotten my attention and a lot of other people. So somebody had texted us, I guess it was yesterday, and said, who is this woman that you're talking about? Jasmine Crockett. And she's a good-looking woman, about 40, 42 years old, and she was a lawyer, and then she got into politics. And, you know, I've had to, you know, kind of look all this up. She was in the Texas House of Representatives where, let's see, who did she – she succeeded Lorraine Birabel, so not a big name, not a well-known – district of power necessarily. But when, what was it? Somebody died up there. It was in the U.S. House of Representatives from the Dallas area. And they had a special election to fill out her term. Whoever it was that died. Oh, it was Bernice Johnson. That's who it was. Yeah. Now, Bernice herself was a bit of a commentable figure. Critique here? Observation? Oh, Bernice, not the freshest cracker in the box. Yeah.
You get my She's a little stale?
Yeah. Just overwhelmingly didn't seem to get it. But if you follow politics up at that level, you know, you see them all the time. And I always wonder, how does that person, okay, they got elected. That can happen. How do they keep getting elected? I mean, I was asking myself about this guy over in Houston, Al Green, you know.
The one that stood up and
raising his cane
and got kicked out publicly.
There's so many like that now and have been over the years. Maxine Waters. Out there in California, how do they keep reelecting her? Remember Bob Melendez? You know, they finally got him on a bunch of corruption charges. A guy I always think of was William Jefferson. he must have served 20, 30 years out. Now, we all know Louisiana is famed for their, quote, corruption. But William Jefferson, I don't know how he couldn't put a sentence together with another one. And he was up to no good. In fact, what I always remember about him, and they reelected him after Hurricane Katrina, where all those people died. And it's the first week or several days, you know, just a day or two after everything flooded and people are on their rooftops and they're trying to get enough helicopters and boats in there to rescue people. William Jefferson got the National Guard to get one of these huge, I don't know, tank-like SUV things, you know, military stuff that, you know, could, it was on a track, you know, so it could go through the floods, to take him to check on his house.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
When people are literally, they're passing people on roofs.
Like Cabo Steve.
With big signs, save me, right?
Yeah.
They get to his house, and the National Guard notices he insists on going inside. Why? To get the stuff out of his freezer. Now, there was no electricity. So was he trying to save a steak? No, he had $90,000 in cash in the freezer.
And they want the looters to take it in, because that's what they were all doing then.
And they elected him again.
Yeah.
How does this happen? So that's why I want to, if not correct, amend what I said yesterday. I said the way this woman's carrying on, she's not going to be around long. I take it back. I checked on her district in Dallas.
They like her?
Well, yeah. I mean, they kept returning Bernice Johnson all those years.
The way to get reelected is to continue to perform for your base.
And whatever her base is, it is the base in her district. And I tell you, I'm reading enough that there's some people just think she's wonderful. This is the woman that started making a lot of noise about everything and would get all worked up.
Is she the one that said I couldn't spend $5,000, that I didn't need it, that I wouldn't do anything?
She really hates Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Oh, all right.
And while she gives these speeches, I never advocate violence. Here she is in all these, and I can play it for you, going, they need to hit Ted Cruz in the head with a hammer really hard so he doesn't wake up. Tomorrow's my birthday. You know what kind of president I want? I want to see Elon Musk taken out. Okay, so she's really been bordering on it for a while. The other thing she does, and I know some people like this, but in the last two or three weeks, like when Doge came up, when she's literally with cameras and microphones in front of her, she uses the F word. Like, not accidentally. She means to. Now, that appeals to some folks, and maybe, as you said, her voting base in her district. But where she got my attention was when that idea first came out that from the savings of government waste, there would be enough to dedicate 18 or 20% of that money to returning basically the previously overspent tax money to the taxpayer. And they had that worked out at one point. In fact, some of the last numbers, strangely, are still saying it, if it even happens, right? At $5,000 a person.
Yeah, I could use that.
And I watched her say, come on, that's ridiculous. I mean, $5,000, that's not going to help anybody. What would you do with $5,000? And I'm like, lady, you are tone deaf. Well, in part in checking on her, I don't know how she made her money. She apparently was a fairly successful lawyer, but she is listed as a multimillionaire. So she's got her own money, and she dresses great. She's got a new pair of glasses on every time that I notice are always highly styled. She has money. The people in her district don't have money, but they love her. But apparently, but that's what I wanted to correct or amend when I said she won't be around long. Oh, no, I think she's going to be added to the list of folks that probably be around a long time. Now, this one yesterday, I got to tell you the whole story, and we only have a minute. This one blows me away. On Sunday, she was the keynote speaker, wherever this convention was, of the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign. And listen to this 20 seconds, which, okay, but hold on. Listen to this. Here's Jasmine, Representative, U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett.
Because we in these hot-ass Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now. Oh. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot-ass mess, honey. So, yes.
I say, so there you go. There's Jasmine Crockett.
Governor Hot Wheels?
Calling Governor Abbott, who's in a wheelchair.
Huh? Wow.
Now, this didn't, strangely, it didn't bother me. Hey, Donald Trump, he got a name for everybody.
This is true. Lion Ted.
It is part of how many people conduct themselves in politics these days, and it is relatable to a lot of people. It also is clearly sending us into a more divisionary, lower common denominator kind of thing. It's hard to argue that. But, okay, call him Hot Wheels because he's in a wheelchair. Well, man, the disability advocates, average folks, they're putting up a vote to censor her and all of that. Well, they ask her about it right away. She goes, oh, come on. I stand by what I said. But then the heat really turns up. Here's the payoff. You know what she did yesterday? She said, how dare you people?
Did she say you people?
Well, you obsessed folks.
Okay.
Hanging on to my every word. Basically said, I didn't mean wheelchair. Here's what she said. I meant he's Hot Wheels because he takes all the immigrants and the migrants and he puts them on trains and buses. That's what I meant. Oh, come on. That may be the weakest rash, you know, I'll use a word. That's crapola. We know that's not what you meant.
No, so that's a little spin there is what that is.
So that's, she's about 200 miles north of us this morning. Yeah.
A lot of people like her, though.
We salute and back away from
yeah,
U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, I wouldn't call the governor of the great state of Texas
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Governor Hot Wheels. Now, no.
And Greg Abbott said, look, that's just what they do now. And it's a shame she's not focusing on the other things and she's doing that. But I'll tell you what, Governor Abbott it doesn't come up a lot, you know, but he has a good sense of humor about it. I mean, he was on our radio show one time and he said something. And I said, well, Governor, I'm not sure you understand what you just said, which had to do with Charles Durning doing the old sidestep scene from The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. He said, no, Bob, you're just like my wife. You didn't understand what I said. I said, if that happens, I will dance a jig on the steps of state capitol. You know I'm in a wheelchair.
Right.
That's all. He has a good sense of humor.
Self-deprecation.
Yeah. But this...
very endearing.
This is something, you know, if you do say it, then don't come back later and say, oh, I meant putting them on trains, wheels. Oh, immigrants. What? All right. It's Texas. No. It's America. 729, Jimmy Carter coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. They are Muscadine Bloodline with Nick C from Turnpike Troubadours, and that's called Tickets to Turnpike. I'm Eric Rains. He's Bob Cole, 737. Good morning.
And by the way, Rodeo Austin tonight, it's a pop a rock band that you may have heard of. If it's your cup of tea, Dashboard Confessional tonight at Rodeo Austin. And another 10 seconds here to wrap up on our last subject about Jasmine Crockett, the representative. I was. I give you the exact quote she used finally to defend herself. I wasn't thinking about the governor being in a wheelchair. I was thinking about the planes, trains, and automobiles he used to transfer migrants into communities led by black mayors. So she went ahead and used race card to get out of that little snafu. Again, the governor's response: she's got nothing to peddle but hate, and that's that subject now. A bunch of subjects. Here's Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Crestview RV and Swartner Farm and Ranch. There's a lot going on, Jimmy.
Yeah, I did. I cringed when I heard her say that about the governor, and I thought that was a good comeback on his, because that's true. I watched Mark Warner yesterday, who I think is a fairly intelligent senator, but he's a rabid Democrat.
He was worked up.
He was worked up yesterday. You know what? They made a mistake. These people are new on the job, and they shouldn't have done what they did. No question about it. And that rest of the story. No, it's not the same thing as Hillary Clinton dragging stuff down to her basement. No, it's not the same thing as it completely ignoring a president who could barely put words together for 2 years. That's what they really should have been considering, national security. So we were in a real pickle when that was going on, but they didn't say anything about that, of course.
How could the lead officials of the U.S. government be on a public app? Okay, that's encrypted versus doing it on... You're doing it on your phone, but you're not doing it through AT&T, you know, where there's going to be a record.
Right.
But still, it's not like the Chinese don't have access to getting into every app ever invented, right?
Yeah, I mean, and plus, I mean, maybe they just hadn't... You know, all of these folks, including Vance, although he's been a senator, he should know about rooms that are skiffs and things that are... But here's what the problem is when you're so partisan. And all those people are very partisan Republicans. They're not just a little bit Republicans. They're very partisan Republicans. And when you're so partisan, maybe you can't see the forest for the trees sometimes. And this happened yesterday. When they did they had the intelligence leaders, CIA, national security guy, the Secretary of Defense, FBI director, all the most important people that worry about intelligence and that type of stuff were up there. Each one was just laundry listing all the horrible, everybody who's out to kill us. It's enough. It's why presidents have gray hair and no hair by the time they leave. There's so many things going on in the world of people trying to get us. And then, you know, you had the TikTok thing where people still trying to figure out what's Russia, I mean China, doing with all the TikTok information. But I think they've just gotten, you know, they're trying to work together. They're all trying to come across with the same voice. So you got to kind of admire them for wanting to be part of a team instead of the Lone Rangers out there. They're new at their jobs, but maybe someone didn't hit hard enough to them. You know, that we've got people listening to everything. That was the one thing you were in Washington a long time, and I married a woman that was from the area and worked at the VA. And I went by the Russian embassy a lot because it was across from the Washington Post. I always thought that was kind of interesting that they were neighbors. But you always knew that people were listening and looking, and half the people that are walking around, you know, are people that are affiliated with some country or another that's undercover trying to get information. And I guess they just didn't understand that enough. But they do now. They got the memo, and I don't think you'll see anything like that ever again. And Trump's handled it pretty coolly, but that's the only thing they've got. The Dems can't find anything. And if you've seen some of these pictures, I still can't believe what I've seen out there. And there have been no news coverage on this. Have you noticed the national news? Where are they? They've done really nothing to Pacific Palisades. Months after this thing has burned it all up, you don't see anything going on there. They paid a whole bunch of millions for some type of consulting firm to do something, but nobody, it's nothing. It's just nothing going on. And there are people working against it, don't want anything to go on, because they'd like to turn that into like a national park or something, some of the most valuable real estate in the country.
That might be part of it. You're right. Yes.
So some of that's people pulling against it, you know, trying to, the Pacific Coastal Commission, well, and a few of the others.
Same thing happened with the North Carolina hurricanes. They say it's nowhere near cleaned up. And of course, the story there was, well, this is just rural parts of North Carolina. Nobody cares. Well, this was more affluent California, largely, so I guess people would care less, maybe. I don't know.
It's really, it's strange that nothing has occurred, pretty much. Maybe there's more going on, but this is where the, you know, everything you heard yesterday was about the texting and the signal, you know, which is just another, it's just not like you're using T-Mobile or something. It's a different thing. It's a little bit more secure, but they know the Chinese and the Russians and everybody else that wants to listen to it can hear it. And it's just, I just shook my head the whole time. This is great. United, do you see this story about the United Airlines flight going to Shanghai from Los Angeles, 2 hours out of L.A., when the pilot realizes he forgot his passport?
Yeah, I told about it
so
yesterday.
They turned the plane
I thought he was only
in San Francisco.
I thought he was only an hour out. Anyway.
Two.
Yeah, it was, but they actually, people saying they just waited on another crew. No. That flight never went. They crammed them all, tried to, on another flight that was going to Shanghai, China, 6 hours later.
Jeez. Yeah, that's, wow.
But they gave them $15 meal voucher.
Oh, isn't that nice? That was nice of them. They're really good. United, gotta love them. President Trump's tariff threats. It's not so much the tariff threats. It's just the language that he has used and some of the others about Canada. It's really going to affect tourism. It's affecting tourism. Canadians took 13% fewer return flights from the U.S. last month. Some of the areas that are going to be hit hardest, you know, where people were coming through was certainly northern New York. But Palm Beach, that's one of the big areas that gets people from Canada. Nashville tourism, CBS was there last week. I don't know if they've run the story yet, but they were gathering information and doing interviews to run the story that half of the tourism for Nashville comes from Canada.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's a big number. And, yeah, because TNN was the number one, it was a pay channel for Canada, was the number one pay channel in Canada when I was on it for the 18 years, 15 years. In there, so they really love it, but they're mad as hornets. Well, the whole country stirred up because of what he's done about that. So,
what does Jimmy Carter and Ann Murray have in common? Has yet another answer.
I tell you, we both in Canada. But the Canadians are very, they have a lot of national pride, they really do, and you see it with their hockey team does well. But they don't like being called the 51st state, and they don't like that there's even some crazy chance that they could become part of the United States. And it's crazy. And then I saw where Vance's wife, the second lady, is that what they call them? I don't know. But she went to Greenland on some kind of mission with some other people. So they're still up there trying to lobby folks about taking over Greenland.
I thought he was there too, no? Just her?
No, it was just her.
Oh, okay.
But there were other people, other official-type people that were up there on a
and
information.
And, interestingly, together. They were invited, but the leaders of Greenland not happy with the United States. So
yeah, but you know, you got some people that are all about it. So it just depends on who you talk to, and it's back to the, you know, you don't know what to believe from the news media of how people really feel. I do know the Canadians, though. I've seen that. It was supposed to be a 9% rise in tourism economics from people going to Canada to the United States, and now there's going to be a 5% decline. So that's $18 billion in tourist spending that won't be done. And they say some countries in Europe are cautioning their citizens that have to do a visa thing, be careful, you know, make sure you're in the country, you do right with immigration authorities. So they're kind of warning them about that. U.S. consumer confidence dropped to a 12-year low. I don't know what that's all about. I mean, I know that it's depressing when you go to lunch and you try to buy stuff. We haven't, you know, Trump's only been in office, what, 2 months?
Well, we're waiting on clearly. I mean, it's like Jeff Maxwell said from out at Nile Maxwell, you know, come get your truck now because looks like the tariffs will hit within 30 days and who knows what happens. That we're waiting on that shoe to fall is what I read.
It is, and then I think people, and plus you just don't see any, I mean, the gas is gone down. I think I paid $2.76 yesterday, and I've seen it as low as $2.50-something, but I don't know. That's better than $3.30 and $3.40 or whatever it was, but we thought it was going to get low. I guess we're waiting for more stuff to happen, and it's still a little early in the game. Track and field is becoming the first Olympic sport that's going to require genetic testing on female athletes. So that's big in the Olympic world.
Hmm.
The USC star Juju Watkins has torn an ACL, will probably miss the remainder of March Madness as that gets ready to get cranked up again tomorrow on the men's side, and we'll see where it goes. Good night and good luck. That's a Broadway play. Did $3.3 million. That's a big number for Broadway. George Clooney's. That's the thing about, I think, Edward R. Murrow is where he's playing him in that. So, looks good. And the March Madness, by the way, ratings are very good. 15.3 million for the Kentucky-Illinois game on Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
When you compare that, Opry special was 5 million.
Wow.
And most TV shows get 4 or 5 million. So, basketball definitely doing good. Most of the rounds averaged on Sunday 9.4 million, and it's the biggest audience in more than 30 years, the first two rounds of the men's NCAA basketball tournament.
You know what's interesting to me is that at playoff time, an NBA game can't get half that. College basketball, however, how about that?
I tell you what I've enjoyed, what little I've watched, not a lot. I don't know the names of people, but I don't know why. I've been in several situations where I've sort of had to watch it and really enjoyed it, stayed with it, or women's basketball.
Well,
they play tough.
Oh boy. Well, last year's women's basketball, March Madness, was bigger in the ratings than the men's were. Remember?
Well, Caitlin Clark was there.
That was the deal.
It's also bigger than men's college football was back then as well.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they created a star with her, and I don't know that they have one, you know, this year that they've really promoted because I don't know if it met Juju Watkins apparently was somebody that was important. Bobby Sherman, he was a teen idol back in the late 60s and early 70s. He has now been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and his wife said he'll no longer be able to do cameos, autographs, and make appearances. He had a good voice. He was definitely a matinee idol. Julie, do you love me? I don't know if you remember that song.
Bobby Sherman.
And big birthdays today for Kenny Chesney, Teddy Pendergrass. He was the lead singer for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and his own stuff. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Diana Ross of the Supremes, and a disc jockey from Memphis that helped get Elvis Presley started. He introduced a young, skinny, shy white boy to an all-black audience one Sunday afternoon at the Memphis Auditorium. His name was Rufus Thomas. He worked for WDIA along with fellow disc jockey B.B. King. Rufus was known for doing Walking the Dog, and one of Eric's favorite songs that he wish he had played in concert, The Funky Chicken.
Ooh, I like The Funky Chicken.
Which was an excellent tune.
Yeah.
When you know you got to have a licking, make sure you're doing The Funky Chicken. All right. Back in a minute after these messages.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Teen idol, Bobby Sherman.
I tell you.
Now he's big at the nursing
home. He was an EMT after he was doing all that. Then he became a cop.
Oh, really?
A little bit of everything in his career. Yeah,
he was didn't know.
Interesting character. They're going to do more James Bond movies. They just hired the producers, the people that were behind the Spider-Man series and Harry Potter. So they're the people that know how to put the movie together. Now they got to go out and find a story and a star, and that'll be their next job. Bezos, who owns Amazon, he wants a Bond movie. Start making money again. Let's get going. Because it's just been sitting around the last couple of years. They should have never let him get killed in the last Bond movie. I'm still mad about that. They should have left it more. Well, we don't know what happened to him.
So they can't bring him back? They killed him?
Well, they will bring him back, you know, because it's Hollywood, but they should have left it more vague instead of really acting like he died. Because Bond, remember, he rose from the dead. In the first of You Only Live Twice, if you remember that movie, they brought him up in a submarine, and all of a sudden he came up out of a casket, and he was breathing oxygen.
We don't know what happened to him.
So they wanted the Chinese to think he was dead.
So they can't bring him back? They killed him?
So, no, maybe that's what they're doing in this one.
Good insight.
Kenny Chesney, June Carter, Cash, Tony Brown, the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Best class they've created in a long time. They've had some real boners in there the last couple of years. Chesney, he's young. He's 57 today. It's his birthday. He deserves it, absolutely. He's among the elite. No one goes and does stadiums for 20 years in a row. No one's hardly created a fan base like his No Church Nation. It's like the Grateful Dead or something. They all just show up. It's kind of Jimmy Buffett, you know, that run by Jock. Kenny is a former high school football player who loves his sports. You know, he's boys, he in shape,
absolutely.
Running around that stage. Lord,
no one goes.
He's something
for 20 years,
all over the years. So he's been out there smoking for the last number of years, and deserves to get into the Hall of Fame for sure.
Grateful Dead,
and then he's going to play the Sphere. By the way, coming up in May, first country act to play the Sphere. Vince Gill's the first country star, but he's doing it with the Eagles. He's got a book.
Sports
coming out in the fall, and he's definitely got a lot going on in his career.
Stage,
and then there's Tony Brown. Tony Brown is somebody you probably didn't know. He wasn't on my radar, although I'm glad he's in it. I think he's extremely well deserved. But I just didn't think about it.
He's going to play the Sphere.
And they said when they called him at home to tell him
first
to knock me to my knees, he said, I should have wanted to be in the Hall of Fame, but I never figured you'd get there because they only pick non-performers once every 3 years.
And then there's Tony Brown.
He goes in there with other great producers.
Is somebody you probably didn't know.
He wasn't on my radar.
Chet Atkins was one.
Billy Sherrill was another. Owen Bradley. was another. Fred Foster was another.
They said when he called,
those are some big names. And Tony's responsible for over $100 million worth of record sales. He's had 100 number one records.
That
may be more than any producer. I don't perform. Is there a producer out there that's
3 years?
Had more than 100 number ones.
He goes in there with other great producers.
Billy Sherrill, maybe?
Well, I don't think 100, because he didn't have
no, I'm pretty
Sherrill
sure it's not
100. Owen Bradley.
No,
George
Springer
had 50, Foster, I think.
Foster was another.
Yeah,
those
it says in the bio
responsible for
that
over $100
he signed or essentially signed Winona Judd, Rodney Crowell, Patti Loveless, Steve Earle, and Lyle Lovett. Responsible for
producer out there.
Really? And responsible for country's mainstream boom years of the 90s.
Billy Sherrill,
a pioneering force of what's now known as Americana music. The great thing about Tony is he started as, I guess, a musician.
Yeah,
it says in the bio
he
was in the Oak Ridge Boys
that
he band. Signed or
he was
in Elvis Presley's Taking Care of Business band.
Rodney
as you said, yeah. Patti Loveless, Steve Earle, and
he went
Lyle
on into Emmylou Harris.
Responsible,
then
became a producer and a record label executive.
Responsible for country's mainstream.
Then he was back in a band that was really
pioneering force of what's now known as Americana music.
But the great thing about Tony in country is
called the Cherry Bombs.
He started as it had Tony in it, and Vince Gill.
He was
Rodney
in the Oak Ridge
and
Office
yeah,
Band.
He was
there.
He was
yeah.
in
they
Elvis Presley's Taking Care of Business Band,
find.
As you said.
Yeah.
It's hard to kiss.
He went on into
Emmylou
Harris's
in the morning,
band,
then he became a producer and a record label executive.
All night long.
And then he was back in the band.
The only producer I found, Jimmy, with 100 number one hits was Max Martin. He's produced Britney Spears, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, The Weekend.
And
he holds the record for the most number
Tony
ones.
In it, and mm. Vince
right, well, that, that's
and Rodney Crowell, and I forget
and that's
who
just
else
a
there.
Weird accomplishment.
They had that
it's very
song,
hard to do that.
We ought
I mean,
to find.
Like with
it's
George,
hard
I think
to
he
kiss
had
the
50,
lips
at least 50. Maybe George has more than 50 number ones
all
now.
Night long.
He did all the hits for George.
That is actually
he produced all the songs.
The only producer I found, Jimmy, with 100 number one hits was Max Martin.
Want to record it. Go
he's produced Britney Spears, Taylor Swift,
no,
Katy Perry,
right,
The Weeknd.
He
holds
he,
the record for the most number ones.
Too close.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
he wrote. I didn't know
that's
this.
That's just a weird accomplishment. It's very hard to do that.
He actually
I mean,
wrote that.
Like
song
with George,
about
I think
the
he
death
had
of his
50,
sister.
At least 50. Maybe George had more than 50.
He started it with Keith Whitley.
He did all
the hits
for George. He produced all the songs.
And then he wasn't about to record it because he's
a Vince did not want to record it.
And Tony
go
said,
high up on
you
that
are so
he sings it at every funeral. He didn't want to record it.
He's, you know why?
I read funeral club
and
it's a great
Hebrew,
song.
I didn't know this until Eric told me a week ago. You know how many funerals around him wrote that song?
It's
played about the death of his sister. Was it?
Yep.
Was
well, he was an A&R man.
He started it with Keith Whitley
Los Angeles,
and didn't finish
he's
the song.
One that signed Alabama.
For his sister.
And then
he was responsible
for so much.
He said,
I mean, it's right. A no-brainer, but I just
and
don't
Tony
know that anybody's
you are so
particularly did it every funeral. I've heard it.
The record, the song was written for Keith Whitley in honor of Keith
it's
in 1989, but he finished it when his brother died. Bob Gill.
It's played his brother.
Heart attack.
Oh, it was a heart attack.
Yeah. When he was an A&R man for RCA Records in Los Angeles, he's the one that signed Alabama.
That was about Keith Whitley.
And he's responsible for so much. I mean, it's a no-brainer, but I just don't know that anybody particularly pitched his name
25
years ago.
The record, the song was written for Keith Whitley in honor of Keith in 1989, but he finished it when his brother died, Bob Gill.
It was for his sister, which was brother.
Heart attack.
She was
a heart attack.
She was something. Co-wrote
yeah.
with Merle
Kilgore,
yeah, Ring
there,
of Fire,
I know
which
your life was trouble.
Great, that was about
song.
Keith Whitley.
Just a behind-the-scenes person, if you saw the movie Walk the Line, June Carter Cash, she should have been done 25 years ago. And she was a great woman. She was a wonderful entertainer.
If he had
she was a star
her,
before Johnny Cash was a star. Before Elvis was a star.
Just like her.
And she was doing comedy to everybody.
She played the auto harp
to me. She was always there. Co-wrote with Merle Kilgore, Ring of Fire, which is
Society, or
great song.
Like that,
and was
a
star. Just a behind-the-scenes person. If you saw the movie Walk the Line,
but
you saw how
she was that
pretty much got Johnny Cash
way.
In order
and
straightened him out. He probably would have died if he hadn't gotten hooked up with her. He needed somebody that
in the Polestar
just like her. And she was just so kind. To everybody. I mean, she was
country.
Kind to me.
And one of the most historic.
She was always there if we needed some kind of something
that,
for the Humane Society or somebody like that. And needed a star.
Emmylou
Harris
was
another one
that's done
that regularly.
Hearing before
she was that way. Betty Pearl was that way. And a great woman, we'll see June what Carter kind of Cash, just an absolute great
up
woman.
Their sleeve today.
The Ryman Auditorium has
very
been put in the Polestar Hall of Fame. It is one of the great concert halls in the country, and one of the most historic,
occasionally
that's for sure.
Somewhat controversial.
And other than that, I'm interested to see what the politic people come up with today. I know they're going to do another intelligence hearing before Congress that may or may not be public, though.
That's a three-month debate.
So we'll see what kind of tricks they have up their sleeve today.
No one can say too much.
Very good. Pretty interesting development. I was telling Eric earlier this morning. This is an observation, anyway.
And consistently done it.
It's occasionally somewhat controversial when you get a Kenny Chesney over a Clint Black. But if you look at every year when they release the inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know, he was
that ignites a 3-month debate every year.
So, well, with Kenny Chesney, I mean, no one can say too much because for 20 years he sold out 20 stadiums in the country and consistently done it, and no one but Taylor Swift. Now these new boys, Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, are doing that now. But will they do it for 20 years? We'll see. And Kenny's stats are just, he was the next-door neighbor of Tim McGraw and was the opening act of Tim McGraw. Now, I thought Tim might go in before Kenny, but Kenny's got a good machine around him, a loyal publicist named Holly Gleason, who writes up everything he does. You would think Paul Bunyan had done it. He's got a team. I mean, he's had a very, very good team. So it's what it takes.
And Jimmy Carter makes this a good team every morning, same time, same station.
Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
And Jimmy, of course, brought to you by, they make the team. That's Crestview RV and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Eric and Bob at 8:03. Much more to come. We was on the news here on our station, but a little bit more behind why the Pecan Street Festival, after, 30, 40 years, says
another festival
can't do it in Austin anymore. Gotta leave, got to go.
It's like every week the festivals, some of these festivals are falling apart.
And CNN is telling us there's a movement of women around the country that are moms.
Well, that happens.
And they cope with parenthood to become better moms by smoking weed several times a day. A little bit about that and more, if we get around to it, as we don't smoke any. Don't worry, I won't. I said, don't worry, I won't, Eric. I said, it's 8:04 back in a minute.
It's Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. Miss Haley Witters, and I'm in love. I'm Eric Raines. He's Bob Cole, and Bob, I did find the Notorious Cherry Bombs. We can get that on coming up. Hard to Kiss the Lips.
Yeah, we don't have to play the whole thing. If you want, we maybe just do a snippet.
Would you like to snippet it?
Yeah, it's the Notorious Cherry Bombs, which guys like Eric Raines, I don't want to misquote you, that really know, that have been in a lot of country bands, said this was the best band ever assembled. I guess I need to look up. I remember Vince Gill was in it and Rodney Crowell and this new Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, Tony Brown, and who else was in there?
Man, I don't remember.
Yeah, but they, I guess they could get together again at any point because it, it wasn't like a big touring band. It was just sort of a ad hoc novelty thing, and they recorded some things like.
They recorded an album, but that was really Vince Gill, Rodney Crowell, Tony Brown, Jeff Hill, Shannon Forrest, John Hobbs. So, the rest of them were just all-star musicians.
Ah, gotcha. And they were quite the thing for a while, in part because of all the people that wanted to hear this song again and again.
Brand new William Beckman, a song that Chris Stapleton actually wrote. It's called Honky Tonk Blue. Shows up on his upcoming album, which I'm looking forward to. 9:40. I'm Eric. He's Bob. Happy Willy Wednesday.
Okay, so I looked up the Simmer Down Cafe. It is not down in that kind of downtown area like I was thinking. I'd looked it up and then I forgot. It's also an area I know fairly well in Georgetown off Williams Drive. So you can take Williams Drive, exit I-35, and then you go west. Go on past Rivery right there. And keep going, I'm going to say, a mile and a half. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that's a road you can take into, and many people do, you keep on going, takes you on down to Sun City. But you know where the big HEB is? A huge HEB there. It's going to be before that at Shell Road. So if you pass the Culver's, you've gone too far, but not too far at all. You're going to be on the right-hand side. I'm going to go next time I'm up there, which frankly is a fair amount. Again, it's west of 35 on Williamson Drive. Oh, you know where the CVS is? That's on the left side. Just a little bit past that, up there on the right-hand side, where Shell Road crosses. And you will be at this place that was featured last week on Gordon Ramsay. But what was the name of the dang? Not Hell's Kitchen.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares, yeah. Yeah, just the name of it. Since they got to make it just horrible at first.
That's probably what they did.
Yeah.
We want to play this. I thought it was interesting. Of course, if you're listening on the app, which we highly encourage you to download our free Audacy app, AUDACY, you can listen on the app anytime, anywhere. But there's a microphone. You can push the microphone and leave us a voice message. You were talking about there's a $10 million budget for art.
$10.2 million for art at the new airport expansion. Going to go to three artists. One from, I believe, Seattle. Another from San Francisco. And another from Chicago.
And then I asked, why wouldn't they find some local Central Texans to feature their art? Much like we feature the music out there from Texas and local artists.
Wait a minute. What I said, Chicago, San Francisco, not local. What was the other one I said?
Oh, I don't
Seattle? Know. No. It's even better. New York City.
Yeah, someone left us a message, though, on this. Yeah.
My wife applied for that painting in the Austin airport. We live in Austin, and she was denied. Native Texans just moved to Bastrop, and she has a whole portfolio that she sent them.
Hmm. Well, that's what they're going to debate tomorrow. Kirk Watson's pulled it off the consent agenda where it was just going to happen to discuss why aren't we using local artists. Because right now it is set to go on approval to Sia Woolfolk of New York, Jim Campbell of San Francisco, and Yvette Mayorga of Chicago.
Yeah, and we could debate on whether art is beautiful and eye of the holder and all that.
I know art well enough to know if these are even well-known artists.
Right. Yeah, it just sounds like somebody's not doing the right thing.
Can't you get a Nietzsche or whatever for that? Renoir? Somebody? Rembrandt. Maybe at least.
No, find someone local. We feature local music at the airport. I love to go out there and I hear somebody around here.
Who's watching the store? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
It was about to happen.
Hopefully the mayor knew the right thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's
just be insanity if
it's over his head and he can't do anything. It's just.
Or you know what we've seen happen in the past? I can name five times. Four, anyway. Oh, well, we can discuss it, but we went ahead and signed those contracts, so we have to pay it anyway. That's happened. Man, that happened. Oh, never mind. I say it won't happen. It come up with something, maybe. You just don't know. We had a story here a little bit ago about, and it triggered something in my memory that I just read. Something that was being banned in California. What was that? It was just in the last hour. They Happy Meals.
Oh, yeah, that happened a while back.
Yeah, because.
Remember the big drinks? They banned those two for a while, like the Route 44s or whatever.
Right. Well, the big gulps and all that. That was New York City.
Right.
But California has, it was a little while ago, like I said, banned toys and meals because it
making our kids fat.
It artificially incentivizes kids to want to eat unhealthy. All right. Thank you. Even though the Happy Meal now, for a long time, it has apple wedges in it. Excuse my voice.
Get applesauce or apple wedges. Yeah, what happened to the good old fried pie that was in there and the cookies? Oh, remember those cookies?
Yeah. They got rid of that
from
sugar.
McDonald's.
At least they went with natural sugar.
My father-in-law says.
California, San Diego, first to pass in the nation, a ban on digital-only coupons at grocery stores. The first city known in the country, San Diego, California.
Trying to speed up the line, maybe?
No. Officials say that having to download an app in order to get the discount isn't fair to people that can't afford a cell phone, or maybe they're a senior citizen and don't know how to do it. Here's one of their woke council members or two on what good folks they are watching out for everybody.
These are not savings. They're schemes.
I was just buying toilet paper the other day. $5.
They're schemes.
I was just buying toilet paper the other day, and it was a $5 discount if you had the digital coupon. Now, to get that coupon, I had to first download an app for Vons. Then I had to sign up for an account. Then I had to scan the proper code to get the digital coupon. And once I was at the cash register, she had to manipulate my phone to figure out where the barcode was. This is ridiculous.
Then don't get the coupon, ma'am.
Yeah. $5 not worth
look, there's a whole reason.
A process you can clearly explain but can't understand.
Look, you can explain it. They want your info, too. It's not just downloading the app. They want your email address. They want the other thing because they can build a database. And that's what all
but
of them.
But they're all like that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you can't go to a concert anymore unless you have a cell phone.
Yeah,
you can't park and you can't get your ticket.
And don't give me I understand if there's some older folks that don't want to get the smartphone so they can download that on, but we're too poor to afford. I'm not sure that I've, unhoused.
No kidding.
The homeless, they got a cell phone right there. See them?
Well, if you come
they're
over,
crushing candy.
If you come over here, at least prior to this administration.
You get your Obama phone?
You get a free phone. And the excuse was, they have to assimilate into society. How are they going to find a job? But if they don't show up to their court hearing in 3 years, then we can trace them. Yeah, right. That was not exactly working out. All right, one more thing here. Read where there's a new hotel resort coming to Fredericksburg, as opulent as anything you can imagine. It's the Waldorf Astoria Texas Hill Country Resort.
That sounds fancy.
It does. Perhaps for years,
Waldorf Astoria, isn't that the big one in New York?
Yeah, that was the definition of opulence. Absolutely. This is going to be some kind of special deal. 60 hotel rooms, 37 multi-bedroom resort villas that you can rent, and there'll be 50 people that can buy like you can at the Four Seasons or the W. You can buy kind of a condo and live there all the time. All-day restaurant, specialty restaurants, bars, lounges, pool bars, spas, fitness center. It will be, it does say, it's too early to know, quite expensive. But that led me to another story. There's a Vrbo puts out a list of the most opulent vacation rentals every year. And number one is in Seagrove Beach, Florida. Number two is in Folly Beach, South Carolina. Is that the beach you went to?
I was at Kiawah Island.
But out of the top 10,
that was fancy.
Number three is a resort that I've never been invited to called the Dripping Spring Social. Right here. You look out our window and practically see Dripping Springs. Wait till you hear about this. Well, let me just get to the headline. You're supposed to rent it more than one night. There may be a minimum. But the average nightly cost, it's open now, is $2,188.
A night?
Making it the ideal destination for a large family or corporate retreats. That's the room cost of this Vrbo rental. And it has several cottages or rooms or whatever. And each one has apparently a private pool and a hot tub that looks out over the hill country. Oh, imagine
come
the
on.
Possibilities.
Well, I am imagining them as we speak.
They come with a dedicated entertainment barn where you can take the family in and have a movie night or play video games with a huge built-in projector. You also get your own pool table and shuffleboard. Even some arcade games. A private, almost commercial-like gourmet kitchen. Ice makers everywhere.
Do they have Sonic ice? That's really all I care about.
Each bedroom has a queen-size bed. And some of the other bedrooms, in, depending on what you rent, have twin bunk beds so you can take kids and put them to sleep before you go enjoy the 360-degree views of the hills from their glorious hot tub right off your spacious back patio.
Hot tub party, come on.
Prior to tax, tags, title, dealer freight, and options, $2,188 a night. And that's in Dripping Springs.
Oh, man.
There you go. People got money somewhere. Or they did till they stayed there.
I told you I was in a room two nights ago. Yeah. Rack rate was $2,000. I looked it up.
Oh, yeah. And that's not that fancy a hotel. I mean, I stayed there.
No, that wasn't the Sheraton. I didn't stay. That was at the Live, Texas Live, the new hotel that's right next to it.
Oh, the new one, yeah.
Yeah, I was in Ronnie Schuff's room taking a little napsky.
Yeah.
I was like, wonder how much this room is. It is really nice.
I mean.
$2,000 a night. I don't know if that's what he paid for it.
He
said he used his points. Yeah.
He must have a lot of points. Yeah. I made myself a note just to save up enough to go to that Georgetown Simmer Down Cafe sometime the next few weeks. And I'm happy. I don't know about you.
From the Prime Bank of Texas text line before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you guys. Streaming in South Texas on a drilling rig. Work for Osgood and Service Wizard. Your old AC guy, JJ.
Hey, JJ. I know JJ.
Yeah.
JJ, hey, you on an oil rig, man. I thought you were making money before in the air conditioning business, but now you're doing good, bro.
Landman right there.
Yeah, great to hear from you. 7 till 10, it's Eric and Bob back together again. We'll be together again tomorrow.
Hopefully.
But it won't be worth it unless you're here. Join us bright and squirrely if you can at 6. Audio Radiance. Yeah, you're the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.